Hola and a warm welcome to all our delightful viewers. Hola means hello in Yucatec, a Mayan language spoken by over 800,000 people in Mexico, Belize and parts of Guatemala. Thank you for joining us on Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television brings you uplifting news from around the world.
Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on Astro 1 at 19.2 degrees east or Hot Bird 6 at 13 degrees east in Europe, the Middle East, and Northern Africa. And for worldwide viewing, Supreme Master Television is also conveniently available online at suprememastertv.com.
In world news, the European Commission donates 90 million euros to help Africa develop equal trading opportunities. In indigenous people news, Australia creates jobs and takes care of our environment. In ecology news, UPS is using over 1,700 alternative fuel vehicles. In education news, Japan plans to join together with Malaysia in founding an educational institute. In food news, vegan soul food wins Best Chili Award. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your all positive TV channel.
Today in history, October 25th, at a grand award ceremony in Hawaii, USA, in 1993, Mayor Frank F. Fossey of the city and county of Honolulu presented the International Peace Commendation to Supreme Master Qinghai. He further proclaimed that October 25th is the Supreme Master Qinghai Day.
Now therefore I, Frank F. Fossey, Mayor of the City and County of Honolulu, do hereby proclaim October 25, 1993 as the Supreme Master Qinghai Day in the City and County of Honolulu. And offer heartfelt and sincere gratitude for the compassion and charity shown to the flood victims and for bringing peace and harmony to the lives of many.
On the 14th anniversary of the special occasion, the Honorable Mayor Mufi Haneman of Honolulu sent the following congratulatory message.
Office of the Mayor, City and County of Honolulu. Message from Mayor Mufi Haneman. Aloha! I am pleased to extend congratulations and best wishes of the day as you commemorate the 14th anniversary of Supreme Master Qinghai Day. Your message of worldwide love, peace, and harmony, expressed through your wisdom, humanitarian efforts, philanthropy, art designs, and television programs, has given thousands of people hope and spiritual direction. I commend your lifelong devotion to world peace and your philanthropic endeavors. On behalf of the people of the city and county of Honolulu, I extend best wishes for a memorable event. Mufi Haneman.
Thank you, Mayor Haneman, for your kind wishes. May you and the loving people of Hawaii be blessed with God's infinite grace. Happy Supreme Master Qinghai Day to everyone. Tune in to our special programs on this extraordinary occasion, a journey through aesthetic realms and enlightening entertainment here on Supreme Master Television.
Hawaiian News, October the 25th, special wishes from Supreme Master Ching Hai. On October the 25th, people from diverse cultures around the world are celebrating the 14th anniversary of the Supreme Master Ching Hai Day. Proclaimed by the Honorable Mayor Frank F. Fossey of Honolulu, Hawaii, the USA in 1993. This year, at a warm and cozy gathering, organized by our association members to celebrate this special occasion, Supreme Master Ching Hai shared.
Thank you so much, Guy. You really, I have to say, I'm very touched by your dedication to your palate. Do we sing or anything? Birthday! Okay. I'm born anew every day. Birthday, of course, fine. Okay, singing, whatever.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Ching Hai Day. Happy birthday to you.
All of you. Every day we were reborn anew, huh? Yes. I have to really say some word of thanks because the program today for Ching Hai Day was excellent. Yeah. Very nice, and I feel the joy, you guys jumping around and shouting about and dancing aloud. Was really nice, really nice. I mean, and the editor of the SMTV and scriptwriter, you know, they make the program really very crispy, huh? Yeah, no nonsense talking between, just continue program. I love that kind of show. Yes. Okay, so thank you all, guys, all over the world. Thank you. And happy yourself, Ching Hai Day. I really enjoyed the program. Didn't you enjoy the thing? Oh, yeah. You did watch? Wow, it's beautiful, huh? It's really.
Thank you, Supreme Master Ching Hai, for your unconditional love, grace, and presence in this world. May God bless you with great health and happiness as you continue with your noble mission for all beings.
Hawaiian News, U.S. Governor of Iowa expresses greetings for the Day of Supreme Master Ching Hai. In 1993, Supreme Master Ching Hai was recognized by the governors of five U.S. states for her great concern and her provision of relief assistance to the American people. In honor of her tremendous contributions in America and throughout the world, Mr. Frank Fassi, the mayor of Honolulu, Hawaii, named the 25th of October Supreme Master Ching Hai Day. To congratulate Supreme Master Ching Hai on the anniversary of this special day, former U.S. Governor, the Honorable Mr. Terry E. Branstad, offered his best wishes to Supreme Master Ching Hai, whose tireless humanitarian work continues to benefit and bring hope to people's lives.
I'm Terry Branstad, President of Des Moines University, which is an osteopathic medical school in Des Moines, Iowa, 15th largest medical school. United States.
You served as governor for 16 years, right?
I did. I served four consecutive four-year terms in Iowa, which is an all-time record. My recollection is that I did a proclamation in response to the help that the Supreme Master Ching Hai provided to us during the flood of 93.
Yes.
We still remember and appreciate the support that you provided for the state of Iowa during the worst natural disaster in our state's history during the summer of 1993. Iowa has recovered very well from that. Well, I want to congratulate you on 25th anniversary of when I declared Qinghai Day in Iowa in appreciation for the support we received during the flood of 93 and also the progress you've made with now offering satellite TV 11 channels all over the world. So congratulations. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Mr. Branstad, for your cordial message of peace and well wishes. May everyone enjoy with harmonious bliss this Supreme Master Qinghai Day.
Flying news. Iranian nuclear negotiators and European Union hold constructive talks. The European Union's foreign policy chief, Javier Solana, met with both Iran's outgoing and incoming nuclear negotiators on Tuesday. After their meeting, outgoing Iranian negotiator Ali Larijani told a press briefing, "I thank Mr. Solana for these constructive talks, which were clear and transparent." Newly appointed Iranian negotiator Saeed Jalili stated, "We think there are real opportunities to develop this cooperation." Congratulations, Your Excellencies, on this warm and successful meeting. May heaven bless your future negotiations and the people of Iran with abundant harmony and peace.
Fly-in news. Chile gives amnesty to 20,000 immigrants. Chile's Interior Ministry announced on Monday that the country will offer amnesty to 20,000 undocumented immigrants. Foreign Relations Minister Alejandro Foxley said that the main goal was to provide social and health benefits to all people living in Chile. He stated, "The majority of foreigners in Chile today are contributing to our country's economy and culture. Chileans must understand that these people deserve access to basic social services and deserve to be treated with dignity." The new visa for immigrants will also encourage friendly relations with neighboring countries. Thank you and God bless Chile for welcoming immigrants to your blessed land. May all people living in Chile enjoy abundance, harmony, and happiness.
Flying news. Czech troops in Iraq to withdraw. On Monday, Czech Defense Minister Vlastar Pakanova announced that the Czech Republic will reduce troops in Iraq from 100 to 20 by mid-2008. The 20 remaining soldiers will assist in training Iraqi personnel. Thank you, Czech Republic, for your decision of peace. May the troops enjoy a happy homecoming and may Iraq be blessed with stability and security.
Fly-in news. Gandhi is visiting Beijing for closer Sino-Indian ties. India's Sonia Gandhi, political head of the country's Congress Party, begins a 5-day visit to Beijing where she plans to discuss building closer economic and cultural relations as well as stronger communication between the country's leaders. Ms. Gandhi's visit will be followed by an upcoming state visit to Beijing by Indian Prime Minister Manmohan Singh. We wish you a warm and fruitful visit, Your Excellency. May heaven bless India and China with abundant cooperation and friendship.
Fly-in news. Germany to invest further in climate protection technology research. Speaking at the second Climate Research Summit in Berlin last week, German Minister of Education and Research Annette Schavan announced that $1.41 billion will be spent over the next 10 years on research and technology for climate protection. She also stated that German industry leaders has agreed to match the government's investment with a contribution equal to twice that amount. Thank you and heaven bless Germany and German business leaders for your initiative in protecting our planet and her inhabitants. May God bless your continued noble endeavors.
Fly-in news. Japan and the United Nations aid Nepalese families. On Monday, the Asian Development Bank, or ADB, stated that Japan and the United Nations will be giving $2.2 million in aid to internally displaced women and children in Nepal. ADB Social Protection Specialist Axel Weber said, "The overall goal of the project is to improve the situation of conflict-affected and vulnerable families and children in a sustainable manner." Thank you and God bless Japan and the United Nations for your aid to the women and children of Nepal. May the Nepalese people enjoy God's love and protection and be blessed with peace and security.
Flying news. Retired Rajasthan soldiers to become wildlife guardians. India's largest state of Rajasthan has just employed 415 retired soldiers to help secure the wildlife sanctuaries and national parks. Rajasthan Forest Minister L.N. Dave said, "Our aim is to have at least 1,000 ex-soldiers to guard our wildlife." What a wise recruitment plan! Thank you, Rajasthan, for your brilliant ideas for senior servicemen. Now they can be the real heroes of peace and lifesavers. May heaven bless all with many years of flourishing vitality and happiness.
Fly-in news. One laptop per child initiative creates the greenest laptop ever. The nonprofit group founded by Massachusetts Institute of Technology professor Nicholas Negroponte to foster childhood education in developing countries has created the laptop with the smallest eco-footprint in the world. The EXO laptop earned the highest environmental certifications, consumes the least power, minimizes toxic materials, works with renewable power sources, and is itself recyclable. Mary Lou Jepson of OLPC said, "In developing the EXO laptop, OLPC had the goal of creating a child-friendly educational tool that inspires creativity and learning for children all over the world. But equally important for us was to produce a laptop that could be used in remote areas with unreliable or limited energy sources. Thank you, OLPC, and all the innovators who contributed in providing computers to the world's children. May heaven bless you manyfold as you continue your noble work."
Flying news. Philadelphia's anti-violence drive recruits thousands of volunteers. On October 21st, thousands of African-American men attended the anti-violence drive in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, USA, responding to a call for volunteers to help law enforcement officials keep the city safe. The kickoff rally, held at Temple University, was hosted by Mayor John F. Street, Police Commissioner Sylvester Johnson, and music producer Kenny Gamble. The drive marks the beginning of Philadelphia's campaign to train 10,000 volunteers in peaceful conflict resolution without using weapons or making arrests. The campaign is called A Call to Action, 10,000 Men, It's a New Day. Thank you, Philadelphia, for your peaceful citizen-orientated crime-fighting initiative. May heaven smile upon your efforts to become a true city of brotherly love.
Fly-in news. Japan takes part in saving trees for a greener planet. On Sunday, Japan announced that it will contribute $10 million towards the Forest Carbon Partnership Facility project to preserve and replant forests worldwide. This project is part of the international climate change negotiations that are to take the place of the expiring Kyoto Protocol in 2012. With deforestation contributing to 20% of the total greenhouse gas emissions, environmental organizations are saying that protecting our forests is the most direct and quickest way to ease the impact of climate change. Japan's senior vice finance minister, Otohiko Endo, stated, "The climate change issue requires urgent attention and collective actions from the international community." Thank you, and God bless Japan for your commitment to a healthier planet.
Flying news. Germany funds Chilean research into renewable energy. The German government will donate $11.5 million and lend as much as $114 million to support Chilean research into sustainable energy and energy efficiency. Chile has also accepted Germany's invitation to join the International Renewable Energy Agency. The Chilean Minister of Energy, Marcelo Tonkman, said, "The invitation to become a member of this agency is recognition of the work the government is doing to boost sustainable energy development in Chile by promoting non-conventional renewable energies and energy efficiency." Thank you, and God bless Germany for your generous contribution. Bravo Germany and Chile on your collaboration on technological developments to keep our planet clean and beautiful. May heaven bless your green endeavors with success.
In world news, the European Commission has announced aid of 3 billion euros to help African states in an aid for trade initiative. In addition, an 87 million euro trust fund is being set up. African ministers met with international donors, European Commission officials and senior United Nations officials in Dar es Salaam, Tanzania, for the Aid for Trade meeting. The aid pledges of over 3 billion euros are aimed at boosting the continent's export capacity. The goal is also to improve infrastructure and access to finances for trade. Thank you and God bless the European Commission for your generosity. Heaven bless the wonderful people of Africa for a bright and prosperous future. Please stay tuned to hear about UPS Going Green. We're just around the corner, don't go too far. You're watching Noteworthy News on Supreme Master Television.
My friends, I'm Lamperta the Sheep, and welcome back to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. If you have citrus trees in your garden, every 3 months you can water them with 1 tablespoon of Epsom salt mixed with 1 gallon of water. Or if you have many plants, you can sprinkle a small handful of salt around the roots, then water right after that. Later, you will enjoy a bountiful supply of fresh citrus. Thank you for watching, and now for the weather from around the world.
Indigenous People News. Australia creates jobs in environmental services. The Australian Minister for the Environment and Water Resources, Mr. Malcolm Turnbull, announced supplementary funding in the amount of 2.3 million Australian dollars for the Working on Country program. This is in addition to a 4-year program which is receiving a funding of 47.6 million Australian dollars. This program is part of the Australian government's initiative to create jobs for Indigenous people. Their work will consist of providing environmental services in remote and regional areas, which will help to maintain, restore, protect, and manage Australia's environment. Thank you and God bless Australia for your care for your people and environment. Heaven bless the Indigenous people for helping to protect the natural beauty of your land.
In ecology news, UPS increases its green fleet. Freight and carriage service UPS announced it was adding 306 alternative fuel vehicles to its green fleet in North America. It is also introducing the use of biodiesel at its Louisville air hub. Over 104,000 such low-emission environmentally friendly vehicles are already in use in the United States, Canada, and Mexico. Alternative fuel sources employed include compressed natural gas, liquefied natural gas, and hybrid electric technologies. In fact, UPS Green Fleet has traveled 126 million miles since 2000. Robert Hall, the Icon Engineering Director at UPS, said that this can effectively reduce our carbon footprint and have a very positive impact. Bravo, UPS, and God bless you for your ecologically sound decision. Your green fleet is a wonderful treat. Up next on Noteworthy News, barbecue tofu and cornbread that are deliciously vegan. We'll meditate on our glorious inner light. Be back soon. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
This November 16th, a new era of positive television programming will commence as Supreme Master Television launches on 9 additional satellites to reach hundreds of millions of viewers on 4 more continents: Asia, Africa, Australia, and the Americas. From America to China, to Australia to Africa, current worldwide viewers will be able to watch Supreme Master Television's premiere via satellite in their countries. North America, Galaxy 25, 97 degrees west. South America, Hispasat, 30 degrees west. And Intelsat 907, 27.5 degrees west. Asia, ABS, 75 degrees east. Asia Sat 2, 100.5 degrees east. Asia Sat 3S, 105.5 degrees east. Australia and New Zealand, Optus B3/D2, 152 degrees east. Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2, 25.5 degrees east. Africa, Intelsat 10, 68.5 degrees east. Be sure to tune in to Supreme Master Television, your positive TV channel.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. In education news, Japan plans a Malaysian-Japanese university. Japanese ambassador-designate to Malaysia, Masahiko Hori, said that Japan plans to help set up a Malaysia-Japan International University of Technology in Malaysia. The educational institute would offer courses like electrical engineering and industrial management. This would give Malaysian students another option to further their studies in technological fields. Heaven bless Japan and Malaysia for this educational collaboration. May the Malaysian students enjoy and succeed in their new educational opportunity.
In food news, vegan soul food makes inroads. Levita Mondisap is a school teacher who is on a quiet mission. When not teaching, she caters on the side. She makes vegan soul food favorites like orange glazed sweet potatoes, barbecue tofu, and cornbread that are delighting her friends and neighbors. Her vegetarian three-bean chipotle chili won the grand prize award in the annual chili cook-off held at the Anacostia Farmers Market near Washington, D.C. Thank you, Levita, and God bless for sharing your compassionate, healthy, vegan soul food.
Please enjoy a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled, "Not My Specialty."
There was another doctor. One day,
because he's the one and only in that district, so people invited him anyway. So one day he was invited to come to a person who happened to shoot himself accidentally with an arrow while he was practicing archery, and he shot himself in his own leg. And then went to the doctor. The arrow went deep inside, and half stick out and half is in the flesh. So the doctor came, take a knife, cut the half outside, and then going home. And the patient, hey, there's another half inside. So the doctor shake his head, said, I'm only a general doctor. You have to find an internist.
And now for our viewers' hotline.
Hi dear all, I'd like to have pictures of Master for wallpaper. I have searched in www.godsdirectcontact.com and saved some pictures, but I'd like to have more. I think if I have Master's pictures on my PC, it will give me positive energy. I will be pleased if you lead me. God bless you. Thanks a lot. Afsane.
Hello, Afsane. It's good to hear from you. You may wish to visit www.godsdirectcontact.org for referral to more web links. Those web pages are available in different languages and different countries as well. Thank you for your love. May God bless you always.
Do you have a hotline today? Your comments and positive news from your area of the world are much appreciated. Stay tuned for more uplifting programs on Supreme Master Television, accessible for viewing all around the world, 24 hours a day.
May your days be filled with love and laughter. So long for now.